about something that I kind of got stirred up. Pastor Bob was playing that tape or that video of Rodney Howard Brown's church, No Limits and No Boundaries. And when he kept playing that, you know, and I was over here 2 weeks ago and I got to listening to it and it really stirred me up. So I asked Charlie, I said, could you get me that video? And so he went and got me a set of Rodney Howard Brown's CDs on No Limits and No Boundaries. Well, I didn't get the opportunity to listen to it yet, and so I don't know what Rodney said, but I know what I'm going to say. And I just decided tonight I'm going to preach on No Limits and No Boundaries. Amen. And so I almost asked if we could play that song here tonight before I preached. And I thought, well, maybe we might do that at the end. Who knows? Because I hope that the fire gets on the inside of you and you don't sit there and go to sleep on me tonight because it's Sunday night and take your little Sunday nights and snooze. I hope you already had it this afternoon and that you're ready to go somewhere with me and take a journey with me in faith and realize that you're not going to be at the same place in the Spirit and then the anointing of the Holy Ghost that you were when you come in. Is that all right? Now, I've often told people in my preaching that somehow that our revelation of who we are in Christ must be greater than our environment. Because if we don't allow our revelation to be greater than our environment, then our environment is going to suck us into it, and we're not going to be any bigger than our environment, and we're going to allow our environment to change us instead of us changing our environment. And everywhere I go, if I see it's a negative situation and I can't change it, then I get out. I won't stay somewhere where there's a negative influence because I want to be a changer of negativity and doubt and unbelief, sin and ungodliness. Amen? And I'm not going to be stuck and limited in some environment that's going to keep me not walking in faith. I want to walk in faith every day of my life. How many of you can say the same thing, that you want to walk in faith every day of your life? Well, let me just say this. God's not limited. God is not limited. You say, well, I know that. I know God's not limited. Well, I want to talk about that. He's omniscient, which is all-knowing. God is omnipotent, having unlimited authority, power, and influence. Having unlimited power, authority, and influence. And he is also omnipresent, which means he's everywhere and present at the same time. Now that's awesome to think about that. You know, I heard Dwight Thompson say something one time. He said, hell trembles at the thought that all power, money, and influence is in the hands of the godly. Now, I want to say that again. I wish I could claim rights to it. Well, maybe I can after I said it a few times and just believe I'm the one that said that. But anyways, he said that hell trembles at the thought that power and money are in the hands and influence is in the hands of the godly. Well, let me tell you something. That's where power, influence, and money needs to be. It needs to be in the hands of God. And you know, one of the things that's happening in our world today, the people that's got the money are the people that's got the power. Is that right? Just like our president, he got where he is at today because of the money that he's been able to raise and the people that's around him with influence and has got him to that place and that position. Well, I'll tell you one thing. If you know, we had enough money, we could come in and we could find somebody that's not even out there yet and we could take some money out there and some believer and we could say, hey, you run for president. But anyway, that I don't want to stay on this. I just want to let you know that there the influence and power and money changes things. So too many times Christians look at their environment and they look at their lack, they look at their own ability, and they just feel like, well, you know, I'm helpless, I can't do. But you know, that's not what God's word teaches us. I just got through telling you that God was omnipotent, God's omniscient, He's omnipresent. So we need to think about our God, and God is not limited. We may be limited in some areas in our life, but I want you to know one thing, God is not limited. And God said, greater is he, his word says, greater is he that's within you than he that's within the world. Now, and the Bible tells us in Psalms chapter 84 and verse 11, he said, "For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give you grace and glory." Now notice, "no good thing will he withhold from them who walk uprightly." Everybody say, "No good thing will God withhold from me." No good thing will God withhold from me. You know, when you walk uprightly, he said, "I will not withhold it from you." Well, you know, I got to listening to this song, and I went home and I started sitting at my computer, and I was studying, I was praying, and I just started listening to that song, and it started stirring me up. No limits, no boundaries. I see increase all around me. Stretch forth, break forth, release me, enlarge my territory, take the limits off, release me. I just rerun it, and it said, "No limits, no boundaries. I see increase all around me. Stretch forth, break forth, release me, enlarge." Enlarge my territory. Take the limits off and release me. I don't know about you, but I'm tired of being limited and in boundaries. I want to go beyond every limitation and every boundary that has been put on me by someone else or I have allowed in my life. Now, many Christians today live in a small world, not knowing and understanding what God's done for them. Now, they do know that Jesus went to Calvary, and that's good, and I'm glad we know that. And they've accepted the fact that they've got salvation. And there's no greater thing that could happen to you as an individual or me than to have the saving grace of Jesus Christ in our heart, in our life, and for us to be born again and to be set free from darkness, from sin and hell. That's one of the greatest things that God has. But he also says, "I've come to give you a life of abundance." Amen? And so too often Christians stop and they stay in just the fact that they're going to heaven. Well, I want to go to heaven one day. I mean, you know, but I'm not asking for the bus to come tonight. Amen? Now, a lot of Christians are living sad and unhappy lives because they don't have the revelation of who they are in Christ. They're always living within the limits and boundaries around them. And we limit God each time we choose to live by sight instead of faith. The Bible says we're not to be hearers, but to be doers of the word. The Bible tells us to walk by faith and not by sight. So if I'm going to walk by sight, I'm not going to do much. If I'm going to walk by sight, I'm not going to get much accomplished. But when I'm going to walk by faith, believing what God says and believe that God's power, God's influence, God's anointing is greater than mine, then I'm going to take some steps that I couldn't take. God's going to open some doors that I can't open. God's going to move some mountains that I can't move. "Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but will believe those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says." Now that's either the word of God or it isn't. It's either true or it isn't true. Amen? So I choose to believe God. Everybody say, "I choose to believe God." See, we limit him when we let our feelings become greater than what we believe. Too many times we measure our future and we measure our future by our past or by our present, and when we start measuring our future by our present and our past, again we put a limit around us. Now, I want to read a scripture that really spoke to me about this subject. As I begin to read this, Zechariah chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. Now, I don't know what scripture Rodney Howard Brown read, but if he read this one, that'd be all right with me too, because he didn't have rights on it. I do. Do you have rights on it? You're a child of the king. Amen? So you got rights on it. All right, he can have rights on it. I've got rights on it. But anyway, look at this. He said, "Then I raised my eyes and looked, and behold, a man with a measuring line in his hand. So I said, 'Where are you going?' He said to me, 'To measure Jerusalem, to see what is is its width and what is its length? And there was an angel who talked with me going out and another angel coming out to meet him. Now, when I started reading that, I'm thinking, here, Zechariah said an angel was talking to him. And while this angel was talking to him, another angel started coming and started talking to that angel. Now, I don't know about you, but that's pretty good stuff. You said, well, that's Bible stuff. Well, you know what? We need to not realize and put it just in Bible stuff that is past. We need to put it in present. If God had angels talking to people in the past, can he have angels talking to us today? You said, well, we're in the new covenant. Exactly, we're in the new covenant. Exactly, we've got Jesus. Exactly, we've got the blood, the name, and the word. But angels are still angels. And so when I got to thinking about that, I thought, this is pretty powerful. Here's an angel talking to Zechariah, and while one's talking to Zechariah, another one comes up and starts talking to him and starts telling him what to tell Zechariah. See, he said, who said to him, and let me read it again. And there was another angel who talked with me going out, and another angel was coming out to meet him, who said to him, run, speak to this young man, saying, Jerusalem shall be inhabited as towns without walls because of the multitude of men and livestock in it. For I say the Lord, says the Lord, will be a wall of fire around all around her, and I will be the glory in her midst. Now, I'll come back to that in just a moment. But Jerusalem was in ruins. There was a lot of destruction, and the walls and the temple had been destroyed. And if you read chapter 1, you can see where God already had shown Zechariah where the walls would be built again, the temple would be built again, and that Jerusalem, God's people would overflow with prosperity, and the Lord again would comfort and bless them as they started believing his word. Well, I believe this. I believe this. When I read that, anytime I read the Bible, I don't read it just to have knowledge of the Bible, but I want to bring it in the context of where I am today, where you and I are today. So we don't read the Bible just as a history book. It is that. But do we only want the Bible to be history, or do we want the Bible to be alive today? Do we want God's word to be speaking to me today? Everybody say, God's word speaks to me today. And so when I preach about something like this, I'm not just giving you a history lesson of what happened and what took place, but something good happened. Angels were involved. God was involved. God was caring about those people because the temple had been torn and the walls had been broken and it was in ruin. But God said, I'm going to do something about this. I'm going to restore this temple. I'm going to restore this city. And not only that, but I'm going to be a wall of fire around you, and my glory is going to be in your midst. Now, folks, we got to start thinking the same thing about us. Sure, we get all the news every day, and every day it seems like news is worse and worse, and all kinds of things are happening and taking place, and the Bible says these things would happen. Now, we can dwell on all of the things that we see in the news and everything that's taking place and say, oh, we're just being run over. Well, we know there's a lot of bad things happening, but you know what? I choose to take God's word in every situation and say, greater is he that's within me than he that's within the world. Greater is he that's within me than what's happening to me around me. Amen. Is anybody here? Yes. See, I believe God's restoring and bringing true believers into a position of authority and influence, and it's time for you and me to take the limits off and believe God for much more in our life. You know, let me just go. I didn't really want to get into this, but I think I'll just say here a minute before I get done and just see. You know what? Does anybody know how much this is? Does anybody know how much this is? If you can see it. Does anybody know how much this is? How much?
1 trillion?
Huh?
1 trillion?
What?
1 trillion?
What?
1 trillion.
What?
1 trillion.
That's right. So some of you can't say it. It's 1 trillion. Well, you see, why is that somewhat a little bit foreign to most people? Because people don't think in these terms. Whatever your paycheck is, if you're making a salary, or you're making something by the hour, you know what? You get your brain sort of around your lifestyle and you start living within that realm. Now, I'm not saying be unwise with money and go get a bunch of stuff on the credit and credit cards and interest and stuff you can't pay. That's not what I'm saying. I'm only trying to make a point here is many people limit themselves around what they have rather than believing God is going to break that and cause them to think bigger. You know, Christians don't think in these terms. Our government just give away trillions of dollars. Now, I'm not trying to beat our government up and nobody right now. I'm just trying to make a point. I mean, just our president just signs the documents and trillions of dollars just go. Trillions of dollars, and we're sitting back here. We can't even look at it and understand how many zeros it takes to make a trillion. And our government, our president, is signing the documents and giving it away. Folks, we've got to get into a bigger line of thinking than what you make every week and what you've been promised. Now, I'm not making fun or making light of that. I'm just like you. I only have so much that comes to me. But one thing I realize, whatever comes to me is not what I live by. Now, my wife used to be my source. You know, she used to give me my little allowance and tell me, so this is your spending money and this is what you get, you know. And boy, I'll tell you, I was just limited. Sometimes by the end of the week, it's all gone. And she'd tell me I have to buy my gas out of it. And, you know, and this was all before gas started going up like it is. And so I just decided that she wasn't my source. And so what I did, listen, I'm telling you the truth now. I don't want you to listen to this. I don't know if I've ever told this or not. But I decided I'm going to do something here, and I'm going to break this barrier. And she's not going to tell me how much I can have for the week or how much I can have for the month. And I wasn't being rude in our relationship or anything like that. I've just decided if she's going to tell me how much I can have, then that's all right, because that's what we can do in the realm of what we can do. But I'm going to live beyond the limits. I'm going to enlarge my territory. I'm going to release myself from her little circle that she's put me in, and I'm going to start sowing seed. I'm going to start doing something different, and I'm going to live out of God's pocketbook instead of living out of her pocketbook, because hers wasn't getting me very much. Yes. So you know what I did? When she gave me my allowance, I'd sow most all of it. Now, they'd already been tithed on, and we'd already given out of a main, but this was my little, and you know, it's supposed to have been my guest money too, you know. And then sometimes when I'd have her car, she'd want me to fill up her car too, out of my allowance. And it wasn't that much. But you know what I decided? I decided that I was going to sow that allowance or whatever, and I started sowing. And you know, when I did, God just started blessing me, and she hardly ever gives me an allowance anymore. Seriously, she hardly ever comes and gives me any money anymore. And I'll tell you one thing, I've always got some money in my pocket to give to somebody, and there's not a day hardly goes by that I don't give money. And no matter when we come to Calvary, wherever we go to church somewhere, it makes no difference. We're always giving, and I'm always reaching down and giving out of here, because it just keeps coming. Where does it come from? I'll tell you, one way or another, somebody comes up to me, puts something in my hand, something moves, something breaks good, something happens, and God always enlarges me. When I decided that I was not going to let that allowance be what I was going to live on, I was going to live by my faith and not live by that allowance. Now, that didn't cost you nothing. That was free, and that was not even in my notes. Amen. Now, I want to tell you, start believing God right now that you're going to move beyond your limits. I mean, you know, start changing your thinking. And some of you go home and start looking at, you know, you don't have to look at a trillion, but start looking at some thousands and start looking at some hundreds. Start enlarging your capacity. Start thinking bigger, because whatever it is that you're getting your income from, that's not enough to take you where you want to go. That's not enough for us to finance the gospel. That's not enough for us to do the things that God's called us to do. Folks, we got to have more. if the offering this morning was $1 trillion, Pastor, what could you do? Not just one TV station in Kampala, Uganda. Not just one or two Stitches trailers could you have. But you know what? More people could be put on staff. More people could be brought in. And it could go on and on and on. And the increase could get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. But you see what happens? We live in limits. We live in boundaries because of what you have coming to you financially. But it's not just financially. We put that in there. In our faith, we really come to a certain place in our faith. And we're afraid to take steps. We're afraid to move out because we're afraid it's not going to happen. Now, I challenge you to think about the things that's holding you back. What is it that's holding you back? And decide today to believe that you're going to extend your boundaries from where you are. See, Zachariah saw this man with a measuring line, and he asked the man, he said, what are you going to do? He said, I'm going to go measure Jerusalem to see how wide and how long it is. Why? To build the wall. See, we always run around here, how big is it? How big is it? We always got our measuring lines, you know. We live by what I just told you. We live by that hourly income or by that salary is what we live by. We live by other limitations we put on ourselves, and we don't even realize that we're doing that. We read the Bible, and we know the Bible is true, but yet we don't extend our boundaries. We don't extend and enlarge our capacity. We say we do, but somehow we don't change. We let our environment constantly keep us in the same place. Now, he said, the inhabitants of Jerusalem shall increase and multiply and extend itself far beyond its present dimensions. Now, that's what God told them. He said, they're going to extend their boundaries way beyond where they are now. You know what? I was talking to somebody today, and I told him, I said, you know, in July, about the end of July, I'll be 69 and a half years old, and so I'm going into my 70th year. And there's a lot of things that not yet happened in my ministry and in the world that I'm ready to just close the book and sit down and say, it's over for me. Folks, I believe my best days are to come. I believe Pastor Bob Nichols' best days are to come. You say, now, Pastor, it's time for you to get realistic now and realize that both of you, you know, y'all are moving on up, and you know, you just need to go on to the east side and sit down. No, we're not going to go to the east side and sit down. We're going to extend our borders. We're going to increase more and more under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And God's not finished. God's not finished with you. God don't want you to stop where you are. God doesn't want you to stay there, but God wants you to live more in His power, more in His glory, more in His anointing than you've been living in. See, the purpose of walls around the city was to protect them, of course, but they also kept the people there, but also boundaries will confine you as well. But God said, He said, this time it's going to be as if there's no walls and the people will be safe if they had the strongest walls. Now, when Zechariah saw the vision, it had no walls around it, and the angel told him, the Lord said, I'll be a wall of fire. I'll be a wall of fire. See, what you need to get up and do in the morning is begin to say, God, I'm going to live not in the boundary or the wall that's been around me, but I'm going to live with that wall of fire around me. And that wall of fire that's around me, it's going to consume and burn up the limitations. It's going to consume the boundaries, the things that's been keeping me back. That wall of fire is greater than my limitation, than my thinking. And somehow, God, you're letting me see the glory. You're letting me see the power of God consume those boundaries. Is anybody blessed here this evening? Now he said, I'll make a hedge around Jerusalem and I'll be the glory in her midst. I'll be the glory in her midst. Now remember, a few minutes ago I said, when I read the Bible, I try to bring it down to my standard of living and where I am. Okay, that's what God is saying to you and me. He says, I'll be the glory in your midst. So when you walk home and something that's been limiting you, when you walk in the job and something's been limiting you, something in the business been limiting you, just stand in the glory of God. Let God's glory be in you. Let that wall of fire be in you and just start praying in the Holy Ghost. And instead of looking at that boundary, instead of looking at that limitation and saying, well, nothing's changed, you just say, I'm living by the wall of fire around me. I'm living in the glory of God. And you just keep edging on out there, and you just edge on out there, and you edge on out there. And the next thing you know, you've already enlarged your territory. I feel like running around this church right now. I feel like running around this church right now because God's telling somebody it's time for you to live with that wall of fire around you and that wall of fire consuming your limitations and your boundaries. He said, I'll be a defense that'll keep all your enemies at bay, and I'll allow them to expand far beyond what you can do on your own. In other words, he's saying no limits and no boundaries. Everybody say no limits and no boundaries. Come on, say it like you mean it. Oh, you're so good. You Calvary folks, sometimes you just bless me. And you that's watching at home, wherever you are, I'm telling you, you don't have to have limits and barriers right there in your home. This is the time for the yokes to be destroyed in your life and in your home right where you are. Can somebody say amen? Let's give the people at home a big hallelujah, would you? Hallelujah! Well, I feel that wall of fire around me right now. I feel that wall of fire. I just want to walk up close to somebody and start burning somebody. Whoa! Somebody help me out here tonight. Huh? Whoa! Somebody help me out here tonight. That wall, whoa! I feel like I'm on fire. Whoa, whoa! Just, I just want to roast you a little bit. I want to burn you just a little bit. I want to move you a little bit. Get the wall of the Holy Ghost around you. I'm telling you, I'm trying to go on with my message, but this is just exciting me because too often, again, we just go around talking about, well, we tried this and it didn't work, and we tried that and it didn't work, and this and quit talking about all of that stuff and start talking about, you know, I'm living in a wall of fire. Where? I don't see it. Where? I don't. Just let it get bigger and bigger and let it start burning them, and they'll feel it. God told them, he said, I'll be a wall of fire around you. I'll keep your enemies at bay. I'll enlarge your territory. You won't stay where you are. Well, I'm happy, Brother Don, where I am. We're getting by. It's not about just getting by. It's about getting the gospel to all over the world. Amen. See, it's about, you know, what would it be like to come in here on Sunday evening at 6 o'clock and you can't get a seat in Calvary Cathedral? It's coming. It's coming. What would it be like? Well, see, we got to start thinking about that instead of, yeah, I'll take that one. No, you'll run to get that one. See, we got to start thinking about Calvary being overflowing with the glory of God so strong that people are running to Calvary to get in on the glory of God. They're the midst of that glory. You know, I've been here at church and the power of falling, and I've watched a number of you at the end. You just lie on the floor and lie in the glory of God, and you just be blessed. And sometimes you don't want to go home because it's good. The presence is sweet. It's wonderful. Well, you know what? We don't need just a little dabble, do us. We need a whole bunch of it. Is that right? And we got to just start taking the limits off. I asked you a moment ago, what is it that's holding you back? Is it something at home? Is it something at work? And I said it real excitedly, but I really mean it. Let that glory live in you. Let that wall of fire around you. And when you go home, instead of accepting the environment back and the limitation back, burn it. Just start burning it. Burn that boundary. Enlarge your territory. See, we frequently build walls in our own lives. And in so doing, and when we do, we limit God. We limit God's ability to protect us. We limit God's ability to provide for us. We limit God's ability to prevail for us. And then people allow themselves to get hurt, and then when they get hurt, they build walls. You say, well, what do you mean you allow yourself to get hurt? Well, in other words, sometimes people don't necessarily mean to hurt us. And we perceive they did. And whether they meant to or whether we perceived it, the hurt's still the same. And then we build walls. And then when we start building walls, we start holding people out. People allow themselves to get hurt and they build walls and keep other people from getting close, and they push people away. And the very one that they're pushing away could be the one that God is sending to help you out of your trouble that you're in. But because you built your wall and you say, I don't trust people anymore. Somebody told me that the other day. They said, I don't trust anybody anymore. You know what? If you're going to trust God, you have to trust people. Now, I know there's people that take advantage. I know people do wrong. And I know people, I understand all that. And you can't go trusting everybody. But, you know, I've been hurt a lot. I've had a lot of things happen. I've had people go haywire on me that I trusted. But you know what? I've understood things go wrong, things happen, things change. But I realize I still have to trust people. God trusts His people. He gives us His love. He gives us His power. He gives us His anointing. And He trusts us. So I have to trust. I wouldn't be here tonight if I didn't trust. See, the hurts of my past is not the measuring stick that I use for my future. See, some people are always measuring. As I said, this scripture to me fits this subject so well. Because too many times we measure everything by what's happened rather than what God has said. We need to start measuring by what God said. If we pull our ruler out and our ruler's this big, then we need to pull God's ruler out and see what God is saying. See, people's walls keep them limited from trusting God again. And we've all been hurt in relationships somewhere. And you can choose to live in the hurt, never forgive and let it keep you limited, and never trust again. But you see, I'd rather trust and be hurt again than never trust and never do anything again. Amen? I can't control and govern people and don't want to control and govern people and put limits on them. But I know one thing. We're moving into the day that we've got to have the supernatural to take us where God says we're going. You know, I appreciate the large ministries that God has given us that can draw large audiences and they're on television and they have great attraction and great influence. But you know what? The number of people that we have out there is not the ones that only ones that can get this job done. You and I have to be a part of being a part of the change of the world. You know, when it comes to voting, people will say, well, I'm not going to register. It's not going to do any good. You know, well, you know what? You are important. You're important to God. You're important to the nation. And so you can't limit yourself. You've got to start thinking, greater is He that's within me than he that's within the world. See, limitations, setbacks, problems are a real fact in life. And this will never change as long as we live in this flesh. There's always going to be there. Satan is always trying one way or another to knock you down and to keep us down. We may get knocked down, but one thing about it, we're not going to stay down. I love this scripture, and as I was looking over these scriptures, I thought, which is the best translation? And this one really set it the way I want you to hear tonight. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 8 and 9 in the New Living, and it says, we're pressed on every side by troubles. But we're not crushed and broken. We are perplexed, but don't give up and quit. We are hunted down, but God never abandons us. We get knocked down, but we get up again and keep going. You know, we're just like that little Energizer bunny. We just keep going and keep going and keep going, and something happens, and we just say, that's just the devil. That's just the devil. And we don't let the devil control our life. We don't let what happened control us. We realize we're enlarging our territory, and while we're enlarging our territory, Satan is trying his best to stop us and get us to back up and give up. But I want to encourage you tonight. Don't live in the limits that you've been living in. Don't live in the boundaries you've been living in. Begin to ask God, Lord, make that wall of fire around me. Put that wall around me where I live in the fire of God. I live in the presence of God, rather than living in limits. Amen. See, one translation says we never get knocked out. In other words, we get knocked down, but we don't get knocked out. Right. Amen? Yeah. As Christians, we live in a real world, not a fantasy world. Now, and see, when I talk about this, some people said, now that's a fantasy. It's not a fantasy. Our government just gave away trillions. It didn't help us. Didn't change our economy. It didn't set our economy back. I mean, trillions. Can you imagine? Trillions of dollars. And it didn't help our economy. We've got to expand our thinking, folks, and get beyond where we are and get out of our comfort zones. Amen? You know, I really appreciate you that are here on Sunday night. It's really a blessing. And you that come on Wednesday night. Bless you. I mean, I'm just a guest here, but it just blesses me to see you here on Wednesday night and Sunday night. That's telling me you want something more than the television's got to offer you. You want something more than what just being at home has got, playing games or doing whatever you do at home. You want something more. I'm grateful for you being here this evening. When Pastor Bob Nichols asked me to come over, I had some things that was important. But when he asked me to come over, you know, I immediately began to put in my mind, what is the most important thing for me to do? Is to take care of this, or is it to go to Calvary? Well, you know what? It's like having a lollipop to come to Calvary. So I just said, I'm going to get the lollipop. You know what? You're so alive. You're so receptive. You're here on Sunday night. You come in to receive. You come in to rejoice. You didn't come to just sit through the service. You came here to participate. You come here to say, I want more of God. I want more of God's anointing. I want more of God's glory on me. So I want you to think about what I'm saying. I want you to think about this evening. Bad things do happen to believers, but it's not the end. When bad things happen to real believers, we don't give up. We just take the word and we just say, oh, Holy Ghost, be that wall of fire around me and burn up what's going on here. You know, on the way over here, I had a phone call or two that I didn't like I didn't like what was being told to me in that conversation about something that's happening. And I'm listening, and when I hung up the phone, we just begin to pray. We just begin to speak God's word, and we just begin to rebuke the devil and say, no, devil, you're not going to do this to these people. You're not going to do this to these people. You think you own them. You think you're going to do this. Instead of agreeing to it, folks, we just decided that we're not going to agree with everything that comes down the pike. I'm not going to live confined by what everybody tells me and by what everybody puts on me and all the limits that Satan tries to say that I can't do. Is anybody in this room this evening? See, sometimes we impose limits on our ability to deal with our problems because we tried something a long time ago and it didn't work. You know, I've done some things that didn't work. And Pastor Bob, I could just be over there just... Or I could go into Florida and go and put my cutoffs on and said, this is the rest of my life. But you know what? I'm not going to let something that didn't happen the way I wanted it to happen control my future.
Amen, Pastor. That's right.
I'm not going to sit and whine about something that didn't happen the way I would have liked it to happen, because whining is not going to do anything about that. That's over. I'm going on. Do you understand? I just prophesied to you a little while ago and said, I believe my best days are yet to come. And I'm almost 70 years old. Some people think that old, but I got news for you. It's young. Little lady come up to me and my wife after church, and they said, you know, she was asking us how old we was, and she said, you know what? She said, and her mother was standing beside her, said, we talk about you all the time. Said, you're such examples of your age. She said, we want to be just like you. And I'm thinking, well, what am I doing? You know, I'm just being me. But you see, some people, they start giving up as the years start coming on. They start stepping back. I'm enlarging. I'm having that wall of fire to burn my limitations, to burn my boundaries. I don't know if anybody's here with me or not. But what happens when we try something and it didn't work? It's in your subconscious. And so when you start to step out, all at once that subconscious drives up there. Don't you do that. Don't you take that step. You took that step before and it didn't work. See, that's where we got to take the word into our subconscious and rebuke of failure, a disappointment, a hurt, and not measure what we're about to do by what happened 5 years ago or 10 years ago or a year ago. Amen? See, we let that failure keep us locked and stuck in our past. You know, I remember many times going to the circus and being places where there's huge elephants. And you know, an elephant is so strong with his trunk. I mean, I don't really know how much weight an elephant can lift with its trunk, but I know it can move a car. I know it can do all kinds of damage. I've actually watched elephants in Africa. I've watched them just take down trees. I've been on safari and watched them just take down trees, just go up to them. I'm not talking about little scrawny things. I'm talking about big trees. Just take them down. And I'm standing there watching this and thinking, I'm glad I'm on this side. Yeah. But you can go to a circus, you can go to places, and you can see this huge elephant that's tied to a little stake. A little stake. And that elephant will just kind of move or be eating or whatever it's doing. It'll step over and it'll feel that chain, and it won't go any further. Well, that elephant is really not confined. It's really not confined, but he thinks he is. He thinks he is limited. That stake, all he'd have to do is just take a little jerk, a real good jerk, and that stake would come out of the ground and he could go anywhere he wanted to go and do anything he wanted to do because he's so powerful. But what happened when he was young? He was tied to a big concrete post that's way down in the ground with steel in it that His strength has not yet come to the place that he can take away that stake. And he struggles and 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 struggles to get away. But one day he accepts the fact that he can't get away from the stake. And forever in that elephant's mind, when that chain is on his foot and there's a stake there, he goes back to the moment when he gave up that I can't get away. How many times are we like the elephant? When we read the word and we know the word is true, the elephant can go out in the circus and can hold people, carry people, move stuff, do all kinds of things. It's powerful. It's got all kinds of strength. But the elephant doesn't think, I'm not the same elephant that I was when I was tied to that stake. He just sees that stake as the one when he was a little thing, and now he just lives in that boundary. Just lives in that boundary. He'll just move back and forth. But when he feels that getting a little tight, he moves back over. You see, we have conditioned ourselves. We come to church, we hear the word, we get into praise and worship, we love God, we know it's true, but when we go home and we get a pain, oh, I hope that's not cancer. When we get bad news about finances, I don't know what we're going to do. See, I'm telling you, when Zechariah saw the man measuring, he said, what are you doing? He said, well, I'm measuring to see how much, to see what we need here. God said, to him through the angel, I'm going to put this thing back, and it's going to be better than it ever was, and it's going to be like a wall of fire, and then my glory is going to be in the midst. Tell him, put that thing up. And then another angel comes along and says, tells him something else. Folks, we've got to get into the spirit realm to where we're not living in our own abilities. We've got to live in the abilities of God. What does the Bible tell us in Ephesians? It says that he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or think, according to the power that lives in us. Amen?
Amen. Praise God.
See, sometimes we let other people put limitations on our lives. They put them on us, and we accept them. What do they say? You can't do it. You won't do it. You'll never amount to anything. You're just like your father. You can't be anything, boy, without me. You can't be anything, girl, without me. You owe me this one. You'll never graduate. You can't leave me. And seeing before we know it, we allow the pronouns to change us just like the elephant. And then we start saying, I can't do it. I won't do it. I'll never mount anything. I'm just like my father. I owe him this one. I can't leave. See, is your past limiting you? Is your past limiting? What's keeping you from God's best in your life? Don't carry around unnecessary baggage. I don't know if I mentioned this here a couple of weeks ago or not, but I was talking to this person that was telling me how, if I did, just bear with me. It bears repeating. This person told me, they said, you know, my life just miserable. My life, I'm unhappy. And somebody hurt me in a relationship 54 years ago. They said, I've been married 5 times. Or 6 times. 6 times they've been married. And they said, and they blamed all 6 persons with the problem. I said, it seems to me like there's a common denominator here. Because you were involved. Yeah, but it was their fault. And they went on to tell me what this person did to them 54 years ago. And they said, they have caused this. I said, you know what? They hurt you. They hurt you. But you have a choice not to live in the hurt. You have a choice. You know, most all of you have heard or know who Joyce Meyer is. Well, we happen to be friends with Joyce and Dave and been very close friends over the years. And I've heard Joyce tell so many different times the story of how her father abused her and what it did to her emotionally. But one day, Joyce was old enough, she read the Bible and she realized her father could no longer control her. And what happened to her, she didn't have a right to feel sorry for herself any longer and poor old me any longer. Now, I can't imagine what it's like, so don't anyone say, oh, get on to me here, because that's not my intent. And I've told Joyce many times, I've said, Joyce, I have no clue what you went through or how you lived. But I admire the fact that you decided what happened to you wasn't who you are. Who you are is a child of God. Who you are, you're redeemed by the blood of Jesus, and you renewed your mind to who you were, and you decided what your father did to you was not going to control the rest of your life, that you decided you was going to take the bad that happened to you and turn it into something good. Now, Joyce Meyer's known all over the world. She's probably got the largest television ministry of any ministry in the world. I don't know, but she probably is. And I'm only saying that not to say anything about her ministry other than the fact that she could be living in recluse somewhere, blaming her father, blaming others, and been married a number of times and blaming it on someone else, living miserable and unhappy like this person. And then just recently, this person's child did an overdose on drugs, and now they're saying how life is miserable, there's nothing for me to live for, and they're blaming everybody. But listen, we know Philippians 3, and I'm bringing this to a close now. Philippians 3, 13 and 14. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, But one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, reaching towards or forward to those things which are ahead, I press towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ. Now see, we will always remember. You can't do away with the memory part. But what happens when you remember of something that someone did you wrong? When you remember, you know that you've forgiven and you know you've broken the barriers. You know you've broken the limits when you can think about it and it no longer hurts.
Thank you, Jesus.
When you're no longer angry, you know that you have forgiven.
Yes.
See, that's how you break barriers. That's how you break limits, is forgiving, is by pressing on and letting that wall of fire go around you and letting it consume. And here, Jerusalem, the Bible says they had their territory was expanded. He said, there'll be no limits on you, no boundaries on you. He said, the inhabitants are going to be blessed like never before. I believe it's our time. I believe it's our time for blessings. Amen. I don't know about you. I don't know about you, but I'm ready for more of life. I'm ready for more of the abundant life here. Now, I do know that I've had more of life in numbers of days than I will have, but that's not negative or fearful to me. It's not fearful. It's not a fearful thought. But one thing about it, these that are ahead are going to be better even than the ones that's been in the past. Just like when I got news in the phone today about some people and things that's happening, instead of letting it consume me, I just let that wall of fire, burn, and I let that glory be in the midst, and I just said, you know what, God, this is your problem. This is bigger than me, and this is something that I can't fix, but I know one thing, greater is your power that's within me than he that's within the world, and I rejoice in you, Lord, that you're taking me through, and I'm not going to worry. When I go home tonight, I'm not going to sit up with this thing all night tonight. I'm going to go to bed and let God take care of it. Amen? Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Oh, let me just say one thing here. You know, you got to close two or three times. Let me just say this to you. I just had 16 pages of notes here tonight. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. There's no more. There are no walls, no roadblocks, no barricades, no enclosures, no barriers, no dividers. There are no limits, no boundaries in the new covenant of Christ Jesus. Amen. He paid the price for all of us to have our needs met and to have abundant life here on the earth. That's what he said. And so I see increase all around me. Stretch forth, break forth, release me, enlarge my territory. Would it be possible, Pastor Bob, if we play the song? Would that be all right? Y'all get that song ready. And then I believe we should believe this. God's saying to us, take the limits off your marriage.
Thank you, Lord.
Somebody in here tonight, the reason I came back for the PS here, somebody is struggling in your marriage tonight, but God's saying tonight to take the limits off your marriage. Take the limits off. In just a moment, God's going to heal somebody. You're going to start realizing the direction you're going in your marriage is the wrong way. You're going to start turning around and go the other way. You know what? We've been married 50 years, and I look forward to the years ahead. Whatever's left, I look forward to our time together. I'm excited because it's been good. It didn't, you know. Every day we've had to break barriers. We've had to break limits. But you know what? We're still together, loving each other. Somebody's marriage tonight. Take the limits off your children. And if they're out there in drugs, They're out there in drugs. Tonight, folks, we can't let the devil keep them. If they're out there in alcohol and all the stuff the world has to offer through these means, we can't sit and agree. We gotta believe God, they're coming home. They're coming back. Take the limits off of your finances. Remember what I said. Don't limit yourself to that hourly wage. Begin to think in a larger thing. When I started thinking about this and thinking about what our government has done and the money that's given away and how that sometimes we even have a hard time writing a trillion. If you be honest, some of you would have a hard time writing a trillion. And that's not negative. It's just we don't go there. Our life doesn't take us to a trillion. Do you know how many $100 bills that it would take to fill up the Cowboys Stadium from end zone to the top balcony? In $100 bills, it'd take $1 trillion in $100 bills. I had a mathematician to figure this out for me. And he went through a million and told me how a million was just nothing, you know. Then he went on to a billion, and he did it in stacks. And it'll take $1 trillion, I believe it's $1 trillion, to go from end zone in $100 bills. And it's stacked as high as the high seat. That's $1 trillion. See, we don't think that way. I'm not trying to get you into a money thing tonight. I'm just trying to show you how we limit ourselves, because it's not something we deal with every day. It's not something that we have to deal with every day. And we settle for what we have. But God's saying you don't have to settle for what you are. If you'll rise up and live by faith instead of your feelings, if you'll rise up and live by your faith, you can move your boundaries. Amen? Take the limits off of your church. Take the limits off Calvary tonight. Take the limits off of the school. Take the limits off your pastor. Take the limits off. Take the limits off. Amen. You shouldn't have played that the other night for me, Pastor Bob.
This is my prayer, that you would bless me. This is my prayer, that your hand would be with me. This is my prayer, from evil you'll keep me.
Think about what it's saying. Think about the words. Everybody come up here. Everybody come up here. Come on. Everybody come up.
This is my prayer.
That you will bless me. This is my prayer. That your hand will be with me.
This is my prayer.
Well, come on, church, help me out here tonight. We're going to break some barriers. We're going to break some limits.
This is my prayer.
This is my prayer. Come on, come on. Start seeing that boundary breaking. Start seeing that boundary breaking. Start seeing that limit coming off of you. No limit, no boundaries. I see increase. All around me. Stretch more. Break more. Release me. I'm going to let the other lady sing it in just a second here. If you can do the CD, I don't know if you can do it, catch it up there or not. But let me tell you something. I brought you up here because I want you to get into this. When Pastor Bob started playing this song over and over again, you know, I was listening to it, and I got blessed the first time I heard it because I understand. And this happened over a year ago, and the anointing is still there when they sing. And I never thought about preaching a message on No Limits and No Boundaries, especially when you handed me Rodney Howard Brown's series on No Limits and No Boundaries. And I thought, man, that's good, you know. But that's Rodney Howard Brown. But you know what? I may call him up and ask him, can I come to his church and preach No Limits and No Boundaries? Yeah. And you know what? I've decided I'm going to preach this until God tells me to quit. Yeah. I am. I don't know. I don't know how many Rodney Howard Brown's got in his series. I think it's five. I looked at it, and I put one of them in, but I got a call, and I couldn't listen to his series yet. So I don't know what he's saying. I don't know if he's saying anything that I've said. I don't know if he read any of the scriptures that I read about it. I don't even care if he read them all. I don't care if I said the same thing he said. It doesn't matter to me, folks. This is in my spirit. This is coming out of my spirit. God is saying to you, it's time for increase. It's time for increase. It's time for you to extend your borders, to take the limits off and take the boundaries off and to move on in to God's blessing. I see increase. Everybody say, I see increase. Now, if you don't see it, say it till you do see it. Amen. You know, my wife and me, we at the church, we went into the store and we were talking about something. But I said, you know what? I know that, but I know what God, I know what I just got through preaching. And I believe what I preach more than I believe what we just mentioned here, that is where things are at the moment. And we're not going to measure our future by where they are. Amen. We're going to measure our future Amen. By what God said to Jerusalem. And he said, that angel was talking to Zechariah. And I'm thinking, that God's talking to me. And all kinds of angels around there saying, God, we got to bless him. Send me down there and bless him. Amen. Because he's talking about your glory. He's talking about that wall of fire. See, you got to see yourself as a wall of fire, not as somebody used up and somebody that's crippled, somebody that don't have no energy, someone that just doesn't have any great thoughts anymore. You got creative thoughts. You got great thoughts. People are just wanting to get connected with you. Can you play the other one now? I don't know if you have to go all the way back or not, but hope not. This other one, she shifts gear. So she's shifting gear now. I'm going to another barrier, another level. Not barrier, but another level.
This is my prayer.
Well, of course it is. Love you.
That your hand would be with me.
Come on, young folks, everybody, let's get in on this.
This is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
You keep me, Lord. Keep me, Lord. Keep me, Lord. This is my prayer that it would not grieve me. In Lord,
my territory, no limits, no limits.
Starting to believe what she's singing now. It's getting in her. See, it's getting in her. See, it's getting in her. See, that revelation's coming to her. That revelation's coming to her. Watch it. See, that revelation's coming. That's more than music. That's more than music. That's God's word to you. Increase! Increase!
I see break.
what happened. That's more than music. She got to thinking about that. No limit, no boundaries. And when she got to thinking about it, she couldn't be still. And she started screaming and she started dancing because she started thinking about all the things probably that had been holding her back, but now they're not holding me back. I'm free. See, she was under the anointing and she was free. The very moment she was under the anointing, she was free. So she began to dance. She began to sing. She began to say out loud. She got beside herself because she didn't even care what anybody was thinking about what she looked like because she got into the increase. Well, that's what I'm trying to get you to understand here tonight. If you get into the increase, you might rub somebody the wrong way. Somebody might not like it, but bless God, you're going to be increased going in and going out. Healing's in your body. Healing's in your mind. Healing is all over you. Healing's in your soul. Healing's in your children. Healing's in your family. Healing's in your marriage. Your jobs are increasing. Your business are increasing. Everything around you is changing. There are not limits that's going to hold you where you are, but that Holy Ghost fire, that wall of fire is around you, and you're burning up. You're burning up the limits. Now, Father, I just pray over everyone here that they get the revelation of this song. And as I shared from your word, when you told Zechariah that you're going to put everything back, and that it's going to be better than it was, and it's going to be as if there's no walls, and it's going to be like a wall of fire, and your glory would be in the midst. And Lord, this was before the new covenant. And now we're in the new covenant. We have the name of Jesus. We have the blood of Jesus. And we have the word of God. So we take the name, the word, and the blood, and we apply it to every situation here tonight. Every limitation. Come on, every one of you, just bear with me here. Every limitation. Every limitation. Every barrier. Every barrier, every limitation is not going to keep you stuck. You're not going to be like the elephant. The elephant's got all kinds of power, all kinds of strength. He just doesn't know. He can pull the stake out anytime he wants to. Tonight, you're pulling the stakes out. You're not just breaking the chain, you're pulling the stakes out. You're pulling the stakes out. You're pulling the stakes out. There's some things happening tonight. 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 I'm not here just to be here. I'm here because I know God wants to break some barriers. He is breaking some yokes tonight. No limits, no boundaries, and it's increase. You're being released. Yeah, all around you, 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 all around you. All around you. No limits. Everybody said no limits. No boundaries. I see increase. I see increase. What's your name? Glenda. Glenda. You've been shouting and singing it up here. And I just believe you're going to have increase when you go out here tonight. I really do. I just believe there's things changing and some barriers that's breaking. Not only for Glenda, but I just watched her. She sang this song. She just believed. And I believe that revelation is really in your belly. I believe the revelation's in your belly. It's not a song. It's more than a song. It's a revelation that there's increase. God's releasing you. The boundaries are being moved. The boundaries are being moved. The limitations are coming off. The limitations are coming off. And whatever's holding you back, whatever happened in the past, that just happened, and it's got nothing to do with what's going to happen in your future. No longer measure your future by that. And if your memory takes you back and all at once you feel yourself putting the brakes on, just start saying, no limits, 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 no limits. No limits, no boundaries. You know, when we go from north to south, we have a barrier. When you get to the North Pole, the compass will automatically swing and you start going south. And you just go south, you go south, you go south till you get to the South Pole. And when you get to the South Pole, all at once the compass will swing 180 degrees and you start going north. You pass boundaries. But when you go east, you keep circling the globe, and you go around the globe. East, 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 east. And the only way you can go west is to turn around and make a 180-degree turn. Then you go west, 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 west. No limits and no boundaries. But when you go north and south, you got a boundary. You have to turn. So God has taken the limits off. He's taken the boundaries off. And something's happened in this room tonight for somebody. What's your name? Amy, what's your name? John?